Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on NU Skin Enterprises, Inc., NUS. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on NU Skin Enterprises, Inc., NYSCUS. NUS reported revenue, adjusted net income, and adjusted EPS of $386.1 million, $21.1 million, 0.43 respectively, with revenue at the high end of the guidance range. The Rise Manufacturing segment saw 17% year-over-year revenue growth. Gross margin was 68.8% for the quarter, reflecting a quarter-over-quarter expansion. NUS has strategic initiatives in India and the launch of the Prism IO wellness device expected to drive growth. KPIs show a decline in sales leaders and affiliates, but strong revenue growth in Latin America. The company ended the quarter with a positive net cash position, providing flexibility for future endeavors. NUS has adjusted its FY25 revenue guidance and EPS guidance, with next quarter revenues expected in a range of $360 million to $309 million. Valuation using price to adjusted EPS comparison shows NUS trading at a forward price to AG EPS of 5.2x, with a per share valuation range of $10.95 to $7.21.
Growing people big and small, Celebri School debuts in Plano. Celebri School, a leader in early childhood education, is opening its newest school in Plano in early September. Located at 4033 East Plano PKY, the new school will offer infant and toddler care, preschool before and after care, and summer camp programs. Owned by local entrepreneurs Deepti Biyani and Prajakta Desai, the school aims to provide a high-quality learning environment for children. To celebrate the grand opening, a Labor Day bash will be held on August 29, 2025, featuring music, vendors, treats, and activities. Celebri School focuses on curriculum-based care to prepare children for kindergarten and beyond, with programs available for children 6 weeks to 12 years old. For franchising opportunities, visit the Celebri School website.
AA News breaks spotlight on Onar Holding Corp's strategic playbook, AI-optimized campaigns. Onar Holding Corp, a leading marketing technology company, is making waves with its AI-optimized campaigns. The company's proprietary analytics platform, Cortex, uses machine learning and AI algorithms to forecast optimal advertising spend across channels. This strategic approach helps Onar's agencies make data-backed budget decisions for clients, enhancing media efficiency. Onar is committed to providing unparalleled marketing services through an integrated, AI-driven approach. With nearly 50 employees across 5 continents, Onar's agencies service over 45 clients in various industries, including performance marketing, healthcare, experiential marketing, and technology incubation. For more information, visit Onar's website at www.onar.com.
Savvy Money signs Amerant Bank as a 1500th FI partner. Savvy Money, a leading provider of credit score solutions, analytics, and lending tools, has welcomed Amerant Bank as its 1500th financial institution partner. Amerant Bank, Florida's top choice, manages over $10 billion in assets and serves clients across South Florida and Tampa. Through this collaboration, Amerant will integrate Savvy Money's platform to provide enhanced credit intelligence and personalized financial wellness tools to its customer base. The implementation is underway, with full solutions expected to go live later this year. This partnership highlights Savvy Money's commitment to empowering financial institutions with innovative solutions that strengthen consumer relationships and deliver measurable results. Tech media breaks: why AI Maverick Intel Inc. B is one to watch. AI Maverick Intel, trading under the ticker symbol BINP, has recently rebranded and shifted its focus to AI-powered customer acquisition and automated sales engagement. The company aims to streamline the customer acquisition process by utilizing intelligent, automated engagement strategies. AI Maverick Intel's mission is to help organizations connect with their target audiences quickly and efficiently through personalized communication powered by machine learning. By fostering innovation, efficiency, and strategic partnerships, AI Maverick Intel is committed to driving long-term value and growth. To learn more about AI Maverick Intel, visit their newsroom at the provided link.
GoTo Foods fuels global growth, unveils Moe's Casa Mexicana TM, and signs landmark 45-unit deal in India. GoTo Foods LLC, the global platform company, announced the international debut of Moe's Casa Mexicana, a concept born from Moe's Southwest Grill, with a 45-unit master franchise agreement in India with Unify Foodworks. This marks the first international concept for Moe's Southwest Grill, showcasing GoTo Foods' ability to scale brands globally. Moe's Casa Mexicana blends bold Mexican flavors with locally relevant menu adaptations and flexible real estate formats. With 60% of its pipeline focused outside the U.S., GoTo Foods is leveraging its capabilities for long-term global growth. The launch comes at a time of increased interest in Mexican cuisine, with Moe's Casa Mexicana well-positioned to capture this momentum. Prosper Water adds executive chairman and new board members. Prosper Water, a technology innovator in sustainable water treatment, has appointed Curtis F. Brockelman Jr. as executive chairman and Keith Oldewertel as a member of the board of directors. Their leadership brings expertise in investment strategy and operational execution, reinforcing the company's governance as it scales its operations. Prosper is commissioning its flagship gas infusion biological reactor, TechR technology project in Cabo de Santo Agostinho, Brazil, the first series of planned wastewater treatment facilities with a total capacity of 18 million gallons per day. Mr. Brockelman, with over 25 years of experience in investment management, brings a visionary approach and talent for identifying trends. Mr. Oldewertel, with over 45 years of experience in the water industry, serves as an invaluable asset as Prosper Water scales its technology. Their strategic insight and operational expertise position them perfectly to lead Prosper Water into its next chapter.
A place at home, North Austin expands to new Round Rock office to better serve seniors and families. A place at home, North Austin is excited to announce their move to a larger office space in Round Rock, Texas, to better serve seniors and families in Williamson and Travis counties. The new location at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 201, reflects their commitment to exceptional in-home care for seniors, veterans, and individuals with disabilities. The expansion includes a dedicated caregiver training room, emphasizing their focus on preparedness and compassion. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit their website or call 512-521-3010.
Quickset unveils Cirrus Handleset, merging modern design with innovative functionality. Quickset has introduced Cirrus, a new front door handleset with modern design and innovative functionality. The handleset features an oversized backplate, tapered grip, and thumbpiece-free design, all powered by Quickset's patented Quick Slide technology. This technology allows users to slide the grip down to retract the latch and open the door with ease. Cirrus comes in keyed and dummy functions, with finishes like satin nickel and matte black with microban antimicrobial protection. Priced at $235, Cirrus offers trusted security with smart key security and grade AAA certification. Installation is simple, and the handle set fits standard size doors. Amanda Archer, Group Manager of Product Marketing at Quickset, describes Cirrus as a blend of style and functionality, reimagining the entry experience for modern homes.
Q&A with Jackie B. Grice, CEO and founder of Launching Deeper, navigating economic worries with a strategic wellness approach. Jackie Grice, CEO of Launching Deeper, is a powerhouse speaker and trailblazer in soulful business strategy. In today's landscape of economic and political turbulence, maintaining mental clarity and resilience is crucial. By strengthening mental resilience, individuals can improve focus, gain clarity, and thrive despite external pressures. Jackie endorses a proactive approach to mental well-being, including self-assessment, vision books, aligning actions with core values, developing grit, establishing vision-aligned habits, gaining financial clarity, and nurturing a supportive network. These strategies empower individuals to transform challenges into opportunities for sustained success. Resilience is key in facing setbacks, and establishing vision-aligned habits and gaining financial clarity support long-term success in uncertain markets. Surrounding oneself with a supportive network uplifts and motivates individuals, fostering resilience and clarity in navigating challenges. Sunny's BaQ strengthens leadership team with key executive hires. Sunny's BaQ has announced the addition of Matt Zeiger as Chief Financial and Development Officer, bringing 25 years of financial and operational leadership to support the company's growth plan. Alongside Zeiger, Debbie Perrone joins as Director of Training and Operations Support, and Eric High as Director of Franchise Relations, both bringing decades of industry experience to the team. With a focus on enhancing employee performance and supporting franchise operators, Sunny's BaQ is positioning itself for long-term growth by strengthening its corporate operations team with key director roles. For more information, visit sunnysbaq.com.
Vicore Medical releases financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2025. Vicore Medical Inc. announced financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2025. The Vicore Medical division saw revenues increase by 24% and 28% for the respective periods, mainly driven by growth in international markets. Operating profit for the same periods also showed significant increases. New distribution agreements for France and Spain were signed, and 2 new clinical papers were published on the ViewSight Brain Access System. A study on NovaVision's Neuro iCoach validated its effectiveness whether used at home or in a clinic. Revenue for the 3 months ended June 30, 2025 was $496,353, a 22% increase over 2024. For the 6 months ended June 30, 2025, revenue was $932,731, a 25% increase over the same period in 2024.
Coral Gables Trust hosts annual ATO dinner at the Breakers Palm Beach. Coral Gables Trust, a prominent independent trust and wealth management firm in Florida, recently hosted its annual ATO dinner at the Breakers Palm Beach. The event, held in collaboration with the University of Miami, is a cherished tradition for legal and financial professionals in the state. Guests enjoyed live entertainment, wine pairings, and a 3-course dinner, along with a raffle of premium wine bottles. CEO Donald A. Kress expressed gratitude to co-hosts and sponsors for their support. Managing Director John Harris highlighted the event's role in strengthening professional relationships. The ATO conference, known for fostering collaboration between attorneys and fiduciaries, offers educational programming and networking opportunities. Coral Gables Trust, a trusted provider of wealth management services, has been a proud sponsor of the ATO dinner for years, reflecting its commitment to the legal and fiduciary community. Investor news breaks. Mega Fortune Company Limited, MGRT, closes $15 million initial public offering. Mega Fortune Company Limited, MGRT, recently closed its $15 million initial public offering, selling 3,750,000 ordinary shares at $4 per share. The offering raised gross proceeds before discounts and expenses. Trading began on the NASDAQ Capital Market on July 16, 2025. The company granted the underwriter an option to purchase up to 562,500 additional ordinary shares. D. Boral Capital LLC served as the sole bookrunner for the offering. Mega Fortune Company Limited is an Internet of Things solution provider in Hong Kong, offering IoT integration, maintenance, support services, BPO services, and trading sales. The company aims to be the preferred choice for IoT solutions in the Asia-Pacific region. For more information, visit the company's website at megafortune-group.com.
Brera Holdings PLC's BPERS becomes second multi-club owner in Italy's Serie B, signaling rising investment opportunity. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BA, has become the second multi-club owner in Italy's Serie B, joining City Football Group. Brera Holdings owns SS Juve Stabia, which saw a 245% increase in market value during the 2024-25 season. The club reached the semifinals of the Serie A promotion playoffs. Brera Holdings has been strategically acquiring clubs in Europe, Africa, and Asia since 2023. The acquisition of Juve Stabia was finalized on June 20, 2025, marking a significant milestone in Brera's multi-club ownership strategy. This move presents a new investment opportunity for those looking to tap into the growth potential at the club level in European football.
Investor news breaks. SKYX Platforms Corp. NASDAQ Voter Updates Time for August 12, Q2 2025 Corporate Update. Call to 5 p.m. ET. SKYX Platforms Corp., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SKYX, has rescheduled its corporate update conference call to present second quarter 2025 results to Tuesday, August 12, 2025, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The company, also known as SKYX Technologies, focuses on advanced and smart home platform technology with a significant patent portfolio. SKYX aims to enhance safety and lifestyle in homes and buildings with its disruptive technologies. For more information, visit skyplug.com or follow X Platforms Corp. on LinkedIn.
Craveworthy Brands invests and becomes managing partner of Gregory's Coffee to double down on hospitality, quality, and growth. Craveworthy Brands, along with partners Branded Hospitality Kitchen Fund and Harborfield Management Co., LLC, has invested in and become managing partner of Gregory's Coffee, a NYC specialty coffee company. Gregory's founder, Gregory Zamfotis, will remain as president, guiding the brand with passion and quality-first mindset. With the U.S. specialty coffee market projected to reach $81.8 billion by 2030, Craveworthy's expertise will help Gregory's expand. Plans to franchise in 2025 will tap into Craveworthy's support for growth. Gregory's dedication to hand-roasting coffee and innovative offerings has led to over 50 locations nationwide. Kitchen Fund, Harborfield, and Branded are key partners in this venture. Both companies are excited for the future growth and the opportunity to bring quality coffee to more communities. TBC Bank Group reports 2Q 2025 net profit of GEL 346 million, 126 million, fueled by strong top-line growth in Georgia and Uzbekistan. TBC Bank Group PLC announces its 2Q 2025 financial results, with a net profit of GEL 346 million, US 126 million, driven by strong growth in Georgia and Uzbekistan. Operating income grew by 23% year over year, with net profit up by 5%. TBC Georgia remains a key player with increased net profit and loan portfolio. TBC Uzbekistan shows impressive growth, with operating income up by 86% and net profit up by 36% year over year. The company continues to expand its digital ecosystem and recently acquired Bills, a leading SaaS platform. TBC Uzbekistan has been recognized as one of the world's top fintech companies. CEO Vakhtang Butskhrikidze highlights the company's commitment to building a world-class digital ecosystem in Uzbekistan. Q&A with Kelly Waltrich, CEO of Intention.ly. 10 common marketing mistakes fintechs make and how to avoid them. Kelly Waltrich, CEO of Intention.ly, reveals the 10 most common marketing mistakes fintechs make and how to avoid them. From not investing in brand early enough to neglecting MarTech and data infrastructure, these mistakes can stall firm growth. She emphasizes the importance of aligning messaging with audience needs, building relationships in financial services, and utilizing executive and founder personal brands. Waltrich also stresses the significance of organic channels, simplifying product messaging, and creating content with a distribution strategy. Fintech leaders must align marketing with audience decision-making and treat it as a strategic function for success. LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLRF, with WK0, secures financing advisors, expands offerings to fund Beacon Gold Mill restart. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has secured financing advisors to raise up to $5 million Canadian in debt financing through FMI Securities and FM Global Markets. The capital will be used to restart production at their fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill in Val-d'Or, Quebec. Additionally, the company has launched equity offerings that could raise over 5.4 million Canadian dollars. Lafleur's strategy focuses on near-term production at its Beacon Gold Mill, sourcing material from the Swanson Gold Deposit and surrounding projects. The company aims to take advantage of current gold prices and production-ready infrastructure to move forward with its plans. Trump Media welcomes GB News to streaming platform. Trump Media and Technology Group Corp. has added British news broadcaster GB News to the Truth Plus platform. Available with the free basic package, GB News will be accessible on various devices worldwide. Trump Media's CEO, Devin Nunes, expressed excitement about welcoming GB News to the platform, highlighting its unique reporting and opinion. GB News CEO, Angelos Frangopoulos, emphasized the importance of launching globally to share the real story of the United Kingdom. GB News, known for its fearless championing of freedom of speech, features prominent hosts like Nigel Farage and has quickly become Britain's top news channel. Trump Media aims to provide a platform for free expression and family-friendly content through Truth Social and Truth Plus. GB News continues to grow rapidly, surpassing other major news channels in the UK. China tells EV makers to stop counterproductive price wars. China has warned EV makers in the country to avoid engaging in counterproductive price wars to protect the economy. With China being the largest EV market, numerous companies are fiercely competing to secure their share. The Chinese authorities are working to address overcapacity in the NEV industry, which could lead to long-term sustainability and potentially benefit international players like Powerbank Corporation. Green Car Stocks is a platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network for companies looking to reach investors, influencers, and consumers. Investor news breaks. Standard Lithium Limited, American SLI, reports Q2 2025 progress on Estaway project and highest lithium brine grade to date. Standard Lithium Limited announced progress on its SWA project in Arkansas, achieving its highest lithium brine grade to date. The company completed phase one fieldwork targeting 22,500 tons per year of battery quality lithium carbonate. The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission approved a 2.5% royalty rate for phase one, a first in the state. Standard Lithium also developed a process with Telescope Innovations Corp. to convert lithium hydroxide into battery quality lithium sulfide. The company reported $33.8 million in cash, $30.6 million in working capital, and no debt as of June 30, 2025. For more information, visit Standard Lithium's website.
Onar Holding Corp. Onar expands AI capabilities through IQSTEL partnership to launch multi-agentic infrastructure. Onar Holding Corp. expands its AI capabilities through a partnership with IQSTEL to launch a multi-agentic infrastructure. This interconnected network of AI agents will transform how marketing agencies create value and scale their impact. The infrastructure will be introduced in three key phases: operational streamlining, strategic enablement, and creative augmentation. Onar sees collaboration as foundational to its long-term vision of building an advanced AI-powered agency system. The collaboration with IQSTEL and Reality Border will lead to the development of a highly automated system powered by AI, amplifying human potential without replacing it. For more information, visit Onar's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.